transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, and for those watching at home, I have to admit to you that it is difficult for me to preach today. Because normally on this particular gospel, we would be encouraging people to bring their friends to the church when they're sick. The gospel opens with the setting where so many people had gathered around Jesus Christ that it was so full that people couldn't get in the house. And yet here we are today encouraging our people to stay home for their safety. It is a very difficult message for me to figure out today, because we are faithful people. We believe in the power of God. We cannot be afraid of the world. We cannot be afraid because God is almighty, all powerful. And so today we have a dilemma. Some people may suggest that our faith has been challenged on both sides of the coin. Some people would say that everyone who stayed home today does not believe in the power of God. Others would say that those of us who came to church don't believe in science. Well, we believe in both. As Orthodox Christians, we believe both in the power of God and in science. And so we take the necessary precautions to protect our bodies. And that's okay. It doesn't mean we don't have faith. So what can we grasp from this morning's gospel that can still inspire us to a robust faith in Christ? And I call your attention to the opening words of our Master when he saw the faith of the four young men who carried their friend to him. Seeing their faith, Christ said, "Your sins are forgiven." That right there, my brothers and sisters, should tell us what is really important when we're talking about our relationship with God. Our physical body is here one day, gone the next. But our soul is eternal. And our soul, my brothers and sisters, more than ever needs the healing of God. And so through our faith, Christ will heal the world if we believe. And I'm not talking about whether God is going to come down with his finger and psst, the virus. Viruses come and go. Plagues come and go. But we, my brothers and sisters, have an eternity with God. And so I invite you in these difficult days, first, do not fear, but have faith. God does not want us to be afraid of anything. That doesn't mean be stupid. It doesn't mean to go into a crowd and go and start sneezing on everybody. He wants us to use our minds. He has given us medicine. He has given us science for His glory. But we do not need to be afraid, because God is on our side. And so we gather in the house of God. By the way, I've been to this house. I've seen the ruins of this house. It was very small. It wasn't a very large crowd to fill that little teeny house. We all could not have fit in there. And so here we are in God's house. And it says in the gospel, they were listening to His word. Christ came and forgave. And then the other half of the gospel, which is also important for us, my brothers and sisters, is what happened after the miracle. The scribes, the Pharisees, the elites challenged Christ, condemned Christ. How dare he? Accused him of blasphemy. And my brothers and sisters, the world will accuse us. The world will accuse us of breaking the rules sometimes. But we will hold strong to our faith in Christ. And this is why at the end of the gospel, it says, immediately he, meaning the young man, arose, took up his bed, and went out to the presence of them all. So they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." My brothers and sisters, if we want to be a witness to God's power, when we go out into the world today, tomorrow, in the weeks to come, and we are the ones not panicking, and we are the ones that continue praying to God, and we are the ones who don't allow everything to crumble around us, if we are the ones that keep a cool head through all of this, and then someone's going to say, "Why aren't you panicking?" And we're going to say, "Because we have God on our side. We're taking the necessary safety precautions, but God is great." Our willingness to remain calm and to remain at peace is what will draw people to Jesus Christ. It has been the case for all of these centuries, and it was the case in this morning's gospel. This young man kept his cool. The Lord saved him, forgave his sins, in this case, healed his disease, and he became a witness of God's love and God's forgiveness. That's our call in life, to be witnesses of God's love and forgiveness. And if we can accomplish that through this time, truly all people will give glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.